Our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends American Grill, Marshalltown Steakhouse. Well, it was not the most exciting scoring game. 10 to 7 was the final score, Ohio and Iowa State. You know, a lot of comments about, you know, coming from everywhere, the offense, you know, all this kind of stuff. I know that there was some comments made towards Matt Campbell, but I think every team that probably goes through a little bit of, you know, growth and development, and there's been a lot of change in the offseason with Iowa State without some of the players that they had in their roster last year. I mean, this is a team that's still probably trying to find its identity right now. Would you agree?
Well, I think that's definitely true, and I think they will. I mean, I'm confident that over the course of the season, this is a team that's going to get much better offensively. You've got a brand-new offensive coordinator calling plays for the first time. You've got a brand-new quarterback that's, you know, a redshirt freshman, obviously, and he's played very well, but it's going to take a little time, you know. And you mentioned the guys that went out. There were four guys, you know, that were starting offensive players that were suspended, and then the flu or whatever went through the program over the weekend. They didn't have Jalen Noel available. I mean, there was a lot of factors involved in this. But the point is, you got to be better offensively. You've got to be able to run the football, and Iowa State had a hard time doing that. I thought when they threw the football, they had some success, and I think I look mostly just first downs because when you have success on first down, you typically have success as an offense. When you struggle on first down, it's the opposite. And Iowa State, on first down plays that they ran it, it was 9 carries, I believe, for 14 yards. And on first down plays when they threw it, I think it was 13 pass attempts for 102 yards. So I think, you know, thankfully they did start throwing the ball more on first down as the game went on. But they've got to do a better job consistently getting 5, 6, 7 yards on first down, where they're not putting themselves behind the chain so much, because they were constantly 2nd and 10, you know, 2nd and 12 in that game, and it really puts you in a tough spot. And a lot of credit too to Ohio's defense. They do have a very good and veteran defense, and so you know, they were one of the top defenses in the country statistically going into that game, and you knew it would be tough to move the football and score points, but it shouldn't have been that tough.
Oklahoma State this weekend, what do you think about them so far? 27 points in each of their first two games, but only 7 last week against South Alabama.
Yeah, and South Alabama is a very good team. That's the thing. A lot of these teams around the country that people don't pay a lot of attention to, they kind of fly under the radar, but they're pretty good. I mean, South Alabama won 10 games a year ago, and they're
kind of like Tulane of last year.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're a program that went Division One, you know, a few years ago, and so they're just climbing that ladder, but there's a lot of talent down there, and they can't all play at Alabama. And so, but, you know, Oklahoma State's really struggling, and they're playing 3 quarterbacks. All of them have been just okay. None of them have been really good. None of them have been really bad, so nobody's been able to separate and grab the job. They're struggling to run the football, too, which is very unlike a Mike Gundy coach team. Their defense is pretty decent. They do allow some rushing yardage. I mean, on paper, you'd think, hey, it's a great opportunity for Iowa State to win a football game. And the games with Iowa State and Oklahoma State have been really close. In fact, in the Matt Campbell era, 7 meetings between these two teams, every one of them decided by 1 score. And so all of them have come right down to the last possession. And I expect more of the same this weekend. But I expect Iowa State to figure a few things out offensively. And if they can do that, this defense is really good. I mean, if you look at last year, if Iowa State, when they averaged 20.8 points a game, okay, last season, if they had actually scored 21 points in every game, they would have gone 8-4 and not 4-8. And this year's team, if they'd scored 21 points in every game, would be 3-0 right now. So it's not like I'm shooting for the moon here. They don't need to score 50 to have a chance to win. This defense is really good. These special teams are improved. If they can get to 21 points in a game, I think, especially this week, I think they have a great chance to win.
Yeah, it should be a good game. It's always a great battle. Unfortunately, it's not like a couple years ago when Iowa State took down a top-5 ranked Oklahoma State team.
Yeah, both teams were ranked that year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, That just shows you we're not that far removed.
No,
you know, from
no,
Iowa State
sure.
playing really good football.
Yep.
I mean, they went to the Fiesta Bowl 3 years ago. Obviously, they had some great players. But
yep.
I think there's a lot of really good young players in this program right now that can become great players. They're just young.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to be patient. I get it. But let's see what happens this week. Let's see yep. how much these guys can turn the corner this week. And I think a win would really be a shot in the arm for everybody. And could propel Iowa State going forward. It'd be great to start 1-0 in Big 12 play.
Yeah, that's for sure, especially with Oklahoma looming right around the corner next week.
Yeah, they're playing well, and yep. so going there, that's going to be a tough challenge. But, you know, if Iowa State's coming off a win with that defense and their ability to make some special plays on that side of the football, you never know. And Iowa State's gone into Norman before and won. So it's yep. probably the last trip in there. Might as well go out with a bang.
1 o'clock is the pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff, Oklahoma State at Iowa State at Jack Trice Stadium. Have a great call this Saturday, John.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks.